This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Published reports in Madrid say Spanish police have identified a cell of 20 Moroccans, which they say planned and carried out last week's commuter train bombings. According to the reports, the cell is financed by Al-Qaeda and was involved in suicide bombings in Casablanca last May. Spaniards continue to grieve over the 201 people who died in the Madrid bombings. More than 1,500 were wounded. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
Mourners filled the pews of the Cathedral de la Almudena in the center of Madrid as a memorial mass was held for the victims.
Bendito sea el nombre del Señor.
Out in the suburb of Alcalá de Henares, people carried candles and photos of the victims in a silent march. The town lies on the C2 commuter rail line that was attacked last Thursday morning. Almost a week later, investigators are following a trail of evidence that began with a prepaid cell phone card. The card was found inside a backpack, along with an unexploded bomb and a cell phone that was wired as a detonator. Spanish police have arrested three Moroccans, including Jamal Zugam, a man in his 30s who had a cell phone repair shop in Madrid. Zugam is the prime suspect. His name figures in an indictment of alleged Al-Qaeda members rounded up a little over 2 years ago and accused of helping plan the September 11th attacks. Zugam is also linked to a suicide bombing last year in Casablanca. The Hassan II Mosque in Casablanca is the third largest religious monument in the world. It's a symbol of the seriousness with which Islam is taken in a country where the king is also a spiritual leader with the title Commander of the Faithful. The mosque's 700-foot-high minaret towers over the Corniche on the Atlantic Ocean and the fashionable neighborhood of Ain Diab. It was there that a team of suicide bombers walked into a Spanish restaurant last May and blew themselves up. More than 40 people were killed. In response, a Moroccan police dragnet detained hundreds of Islamic fundamentalists. Human rights groups say many were abused and tortured. Jamal Zugam was one of those placed under surveillance. Several weeks ago, in the tranquility of a Moorish courtyard of a hotel in Ain Diab, political scientist Mohamed Touzi discussed the Casablanca bombings.
La réponse, si vous voulez, du gouvernement, réponse d'abord violente.
The government's response was primarily violent, he said, violent and blind, because we're facing a type of movement that is not ordinary. Touzi teaches at the University of Casablanca and has studied the development of radical Islam in Morocco. He noted that those accused in the Casablanca bombings belonged to a Moroccan Al-Qaeda faction called Salafia Jihadia. Touzi said many of the group's followers studied in the Saudi-financed schools that sprang up in Casablanca's poor neighborhoods in the 1970s.
Donc ces écoles ne sont pas directement liées aux terroristes, si vous voulez.
These schools were not directly connected, as it were, to the terrorists, he said, but they did create a climate in which these kinds of things could develop. He said Morocco accepted the schools because the Saudis were generous with financial aid, and because they backed Morocco's claim to the Western Sahara, a former Spanish colony that it occupied in the 1970s. Since last Thursday's attacks in Madrid, a team of Spanish investigators has traveled to Morocco to follow the trails of Zugam and the other suspects. Morocco has also sent police to help in the probe in the Spanish capital. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.